Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
The reason why I wanted to talk about the ability to receive specifically today is because sometimes when things in our life are feeling really good, it's extra important to tune into this, because if you're not allowing yourself to receive, you're not fully soaking up the good in your life. When life gets really good, you have to allow yourself to receive, and you have to allow yourself to open your heart, because if you don't, you're not creating the space for you to fully live in the moment and fully soak it up, right? When things get good, the first thing you have to do is you have to tell yourself, I am worthy of this good. When life gets good, it's one of the best times for you to double down in your relationship with yourself and really look at yourself and say, I deserve this. And I have been really trying to make the conscious effort to every day affirm to myself, I am enough. I am worthy. I deserve good things. I deserve a beautiful life. Affirming that is really important, not in the sense of like, oh, I am worthy. I'm amazing. I'm so full of myself. No. Instead, what you're doing is you're creating the energy within you to soak all of the good up. Right. And so what I've been doing is I've been saying that affirmation first thing in the morning whenever I remember. Maybe I'm still in bed and I just opened my eyes, or when I'm brushing my teeth, or I've been also doing another practice, which is journaling in the morning. That's when I have been writing this out as well. And that has been a practice that has been really helping me. So I just fill up one whole page of a blank notebook with half of the page in affirmations and half of the page in gratitudes. And this has been helping me start my day off on such a positive note, and also with a reminder to my subconscious mind that I deserve good things and that I'm attracting good things all the time. And so some of my favorite recent affirmations have been, I'm worthy, I deserve a beautiful life, I deserve good things, I deserve success, I'm worthy of love, I'm worthy of positive things coming my way, I'm worthy of abundance, I attract abundance, that kind of thing. And honestly, it's been very transformative, because you can always add these affirmations into your life at any point in the day just by thinking them. Even if you're eating, if you're walking, if you're showering, if you are working, like, you can just think them. But the practice of sitting down and writing them out has been really game-changing for me. And I think that when good things are coming into your life, people deal with it in many different ways, right? I think there's a group of people that when something good happens, they're going to be in this almost fear-based place where it's like, I'm waiting for something bad to happen. Like, this is too good to be true. And the reason you're doing that is because subconsciously you're like, I don't deserve this, right? Because if you're coming from a place of, I deserve these good things, you're, you know, not going to be thinking that, oh, it's about to get really bad. No, because you deserve it. So you're allowed to actually enjoy it, to receive it. So that's something that I think people go through a lot of people. And then there's also this other group of people that when something good is happening are instead being like, this has to be fake. There has to be something wrong here. And both of these situations, right, are not coming from a place of abundance. In the journaling practice that I've been doing, I like pairing it with the gratitude practice. So not only am I affirming the beliefs that I want to have and the things about my life that I appreciate and that I, you know, I'm deserving of, affirming to myself, like, I deserve good things, but then being thankful for all the good things, right? Like actually writing out all the things that I'm grateful for. And I think that that combination of journaling is so simple, but it's so effective and it's so just powerful and transformative. So if you're currently in a spot where you're feeling like you're a little bit disconnected from the goodness in your life, or maybe you're in a spot in your life where you feel like there's more quote unquote bad things happening that are outweighing any good things, take a step back and focus on what is good, because what you focus on multiplies, right? It's not true that when something good is happening, the ball's about to drop and something bad's gonna happen. Actually, if something good is happening and you take the time to feel appreciative for that good and to focus on that good, the energy that you're putting towards that is magnetizing more good into your life. Like attracts like, right? So when you're focusing on the goodness, when you're focusing on everything that is going well, then you're just magnetizing more goodness, because you're doing the work to stay in that high vibration, to stay in the vibration of appreciation, of gratitude, and of worthiness. So that's actually a really powerful mindset shift around this. The alternative here is that when you feel like you're not deserving and you're not appreciating it, and there's this fear that's underlying all of it, and if deep down you really don't feel worthy, what you're most likely going to do is self-sabotage. There's going to be a subconscious part of you that doesn't feel worthy, and therefore you're going to act in a way that maybe your ego or your past self or your destructive side of you is going to get activated, because you don't believe you deserve it. So you're going to subconsciously cause that good to leave. That blows my mind, but it's so true. The alternative of not being in that appreciative, grateful mindset is being in a self-sabotage mindset. Is being in a mindset of, I don't deserve this, and therefore I'm going to subconsciously cause it to go away. Because maybe there's not going to be something bad that happens outside of you that's going to get in the way of this goodness. Maybe you're going to get in the way of the goodness because you're not in the right mindset. And that is why being able to receive is so important. You know, instead of saying, I don't deserve this, or this is too good to be true, or whatever it is that you're telling yourself, what if you look at yourself and look at your life and say, why not me, right? Instead of saying like, why me? Like, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this good? Instead of saying that, say, why not me? I deserve abundance. I deserve joy. I deserve love. I deserve success. I worked on myself. I healed those limiting beliefs to attract this. So I deserve it. I deserve to sink into it. I think that's really powerful. And when you're able to do this work, you're also able to receive in other areas of your life. You're able to receive within your romantic relationships, within opportunities that you're in. Maybe it can be even something super simple, right? Like receiving a compliment. Like someone comes up to you on the street and says, I love your outfit today. Or, you know, you're in a coffee shop and they give you something for free. I think especially with compliments, right? Something kind of simple as that sometimes can be really hard for people to accept and to receive. Someone says, you look really good today, or you're so beautiful, or you look so pretty today, or you are so pretty. Maybe you're gonna say like, no, like, oh, you're too nice. Or even say, ah, oh, like, so are you. Instead of saying, thank you, I appreciate that, you're so kind, right? And receiving it. Because the more that you allow the good to come in, the more your energetic field grows and becomes more abundant and becomes more light-filled and more beautiful. And there's a real beauty to receiving.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.